word of the news, I mean, at least the sentiment when you spoke to, you know, opponents and proponents of hydrofracking before the news came out, I mean, you could kind of get a sense for how things were going. But that being said, I think just about everybody was shocked that it actually happened. You know, we're 6 years, more than 6 years into this process of reviewing whether to move forward with hydrofracking or not. And I don't think anybody really anticipated such a definitive conclusion. There's been a lot of talk for a lot of years now about some sort of pilot program or some sort of compromise that might try to please both sides of the debate. But it became pretty clear as you got into year three, year four, year five of the review that there really was no compromise. That the folks opposed to fracking didn't want a single well in New York State, and the folks in favor of it had kind of A, lost hope, and B, wouldn't really have been pleased with a very limited pilot program.
For you and some of the other Capitol reporters who were trying to get at this very question, talking to the governor during this cabinet meeting, why was right now the time that this decision came out?
That's a very good question, and you're right. That is something that we tried to get out of the governor. I mean, the governor's office contends that this is just when the review was completed, that they were gunning for the end of the year, and this is when it was done. But it certainly struck a lot of people as strange that the big news about fracking that was 6 years in the making came out on the very same day that casino, the private casino licenses were essentially awarded, while they were recommended on the same day. So it was an incredibly busy news day. The governor insisted that politics had nothing to do with it. In fact, he scoffed at the question of politics having anything to do with his decision-making process. And but it does come a month after his reelection. We saw a Siena College poll that shows yet again New Yorkers are split on hydrofracking. So it was about 38% opposed and 36% in favor. So, I mean, he just made a decision that angered 36% of New York State's electorate, and that is not a decision that he wanted to make before Election Day.
Now, what comes next in terms of Joe Martens, the DEC commissioner's recommendation, and where does, in your mind, this debate, which presumably will continue, go from here?
Well, there's a couple different aspects as to what happens next. The DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, they launched this process in 2008 by starting to form a document known as the Supplemental Generic Environmental Impact Statement. And really, I mean, that's just kind of a long bureaucratic name for a document that reviews fracking and puts out the proposed safeguards and rules for if fracking were to proceed. Now, Joe Martens, the DEC commissioner, says that early next year they're going to finalize that report, which the last draft of that report, including the appendices, was about 4,000 pages long. He says they're going to finalize the report. After that, state law requires that it's out for 10 days for review. After that, the DEC will put out a formal finding statement, which Joe Martens says will include a full ban on hydraulic fracturing, and that'll take effect. Now, the other aspect of what's next is, in all likelihood, lawsuits. I mean, it's been anybody you've talked to for the last 6 years says, well, you know, once they make a decision, there's going to be lawsuits no matter what. And you're going to see that at some point. It just is a matter of from where. You saw Tom West, who's a very active oil and gas attorney in Albany. You know, he's suggesting that, you know, the gas industry is essentially given up on New York, and he doesn't think that they will fund any sort of lawsuit. That being said, there's a lot of southern tier landowners who don't really have the choice of giving up on New York, and they may proceed with the lawsuit, but they're not exactly flush with cash either. So I think at some point you will see a lawsuit. It's just a matter of when and from where.
What are some of the questions you still have about the timing, the factual basis, and anything else that went into the release of these reports 2 weeks before the end of 2014?
Well, there's a lot of questions because the process of the health review that ultimately led to this determination was rather opaque. It wasn't very transparent at all. There was never any sort of formal scoping document. There was never We never had a sense of how far along the review was until October, really, and what exactly the health commissioner was looking at. I mean, the health review was launched in September 2012, and at the time, it was kind of heralded as, well, the health commissioner, at that point, it was a guy named Nirav Shah, is going to be reviewing the recommendations inside of the DEC's report. And they contracted with three outside experts from prestigious universities, from UCLA, from George Washington University, from the University of Colorado system, and we didn't really hear much of what their recommendations were at all. So there's questions about the process. There's questions about there's still questions regardless of whether the governor says politics played into it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that think politics played into this, that the governor had a challenge from his left in the primary from Zephyr Teachout, who ran in part on a platform of banning fracking. And there was high voter turnout in Tompkins County, where you have the city of Ithaca, which has kind of become a hot spot for the anti-fracking movement. So there's a question of how much that weighed in on the governor's mind and his administration's mind as they move forward here.
Last question. From your viewpoint, was this a decision the governor made, or was this a decision that his top commissioners made and he's abiding by?
Well, there's no way that we can really say for sure. I mean, when you have a big decision like this, you have the folks who are pleased by the decision saying, well, you know, this was a good process by which, you know, the health commissioner and the DEC, you know, came together and came to a good conclusion. And then you have the people who are displeased with the position saying, oh, it was all political. It was, you know, Andrew Cuomo playing to his left, et cetera, et cetera. So I think there's probably a handful of people on the planet that actually know what went on behind closed doors. And I think it's pretty safe to say that we may never know exactly what went on behind closed doors.